How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Just the Buddies Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan.
And I'm your host, Daniel.
And today we're doing a podcast. Woo! If you're new to the channel, please smash that subscribe button.
Whoa.
Hit the like button.
That's some oomph.
And comment what you guys want us to talk about next week. As you're going to see throughout this video, we took your suggestions from last week, and we're talking about it this week. Yep. And without further ado, let's get into the podcast.
Let's get into the podcast. Crazy news time.
You want to go to crazy news?
Crazy news.
Why don't you take it? Take
okay,
the lead.
Okay, okay. So apparently this week, there was a man who was arrested.
As there always is a man
what
arrested.
What was he arrested for?
Yeah, okay. That's the question.
So he was in a mall, okay?
Okay.
And he decided to act like a mannequin. So he stood outside of a store
okay.
with a shopping bag and his hat kind of down, and he just stood there.
Okay.
Right? And he just waited till everybody left. Nobody caught him. Nobody caught on.
I don't get it. So he's outside the store as a mannequin.
As a mannequin, just standing there. Right? And he waits for everybody to leave the mall, like, until it closes.
Okay.
And he gets away with it. He's now in the mall, and it's closed, and he goes on a shopping spree. This guy is seen, like, lifting up the gates for, like, the stores and, like, crawling under and grabbing clothes. But he's also, like, seen going to, like, the food court and making himself food.
No way. There's video footage of it?
There's, like, photos of, like, security camera footage.
So he stood outside. I'm trying to understand. So he's standing outside the store.
Yeah.
Frozen.
Frozen.
Holding a shopping bag.
Yeah.
But is he in the glass?
No. That's what's so dumb. That's what I was about to say. The mall totally screwed up here. How does the security not catch this guy?
Yeah.
Ryan, he is just standing there with a shopping bag.
How many hours do you think he was there for?
I have no idea.
How many hours do you think you could stand there for?
Not even an hour.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. Because I feel like my muscles and my legs would cramp up. I feel like it's like impossible to stay still for that long.
It's crazy. I cannot believe. Like, okay, that mall, it's on you. That's on you at that point. Because that's bad.
But do you feel like locking your knees would, like, you would give out eventually, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't you faint? Isn't that how you faint? When you lock your knees?
Funny story. I'm not going to say who this girl's name is, but I had a friend, fifth grade graduation. It is on YouTube, but I'm not going to say what video it is.
Wait,
what elementary school we went to. Fifth grade graduation, you know, you go through the prep, right?
Yeah.
They say, like, okay, we're going to do a practice run before the parents come. So the days before the graduation, you know, they have you line up. They go through, you sing a couple songs.
Right.
You walk across the stage, and you're going to be like, hey, you're going to shake hands with the principal. You're going to get your diploma.
Yeah.
And you walk off. But during the practice, it was like 70 degrees out.
Okay.
Right? It was perfectly fine. So the day of graduation,
it was
like 85, close to 90.
Oh, okay.
It was really hot.
Yeah.
This girl, you know, we're up there singing the song and it's like 85, 90 degrees. And all of a sudden you could see her. She's like going back and forth, back and forth.
Uh-oh.
And all of a sudden you see her eyes kind of go, whoa. And then she comes back, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, wa-boom, she falls down. She faints.
She was just out.
She was out for the count, man.
And this is in fifth grade.
This is fifth grade. We're singing this song, and all of a sudden, she collapsed.
That's so crazy that she was kind of, she almost went,
and then she went. In the video, you see her kind of, whoa, and then boom, on the ground.
So did, like, everybody stop? Like, everybody stop what they're doing?
Well,
everybody started freaking out?
No.
No?
So what happened was, I can't remember if she was in the back or the front. I think she was in the front. And when she fell, only the people, you know, it's a big class.
Right.
Only the people in the front noticed. Everyone else kept singing. The show went on.
Right.
We were all professional. You know? The show must go on. You do not quit singing. You start singing Star Spangled Banner and you don't stop.
Right.
So we're all singing. I didn't know about this until later. And I think we didn't stop, but, you know, the parents came running to grab her.
Yeah.
And that's what's so crazy, that all of us kids were so ready. We're so, you know, we practiced so well.
Right.
We're like, we ain't gonna let this stop us. But yeah, funny story about that.
Oh, that poor girl.
Yeah, poor girl. She's doing fine now, I think.
Oh, really?
I haven't talked to her in a long time, but she was a great friend. I hope she's doing well. I should probably see how she's doing. All right, moving on. Are you done with that?
Oh, no. This is kind of like a small thing.
Okay.
It's a small thing, but apparently scientists are saying there's a comet coming towards Earth, and it's three times the size of Mount Everest.
Really?
Yeah.
But, okay, my question is, there's a lot of these stories about meteors and comets coming to hit Earth.
Right.
But it's like hundreds of years from now.
No, okay, so scientists said that 2024, we're going to be able to see it without a telescope. Like, you're just going to be able to see it. And then it'll get closer, but it won't come back to like 2095.
And is it going to hit us, or is it just going to fly by?
I don't know. They said we don't have to worry about impact for now.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's three times the size of Mount Everest.
Yeah, that's scary to think about how there's comets out there that are that big.
Yeah, kind of scared me. Kind of got, it makes you a little uneasy.
Well, it could definitely do some damage.
It kind of puts things in perspective. Like, there's a lot of things out there we do not know about.
Yeah. It's so funny talking about things that we don't know about. You mentioned this before. We've talked about this, but now there was just another breakthrough. So Daniel mentioned to me maybe like a couple months ago about how they're going to bring back woolly mammoths.
Remember oh, this? Yeah.
And apparently it's going to happen in 2024.
Wait, what? So, oh, wait, whoa.
So it's prepared to happen in 2024.
Right.
And there is a zoo in Siberia that is going to house all these woolly mammoths.
What?
So what they're doing is, and I didn't really understand the science of it at first, but basically what they're going to do is they're going to get an Indian elephant, because an Indian elephant is the closest species to a woolly mammoth, right? Then they're going to get the remaining woolly mammoth DNA that they have. They're going to combine it with the
Indian elephant
and make an embryo and then put it back into the Indian elephant. And then 22 months later, they'll have a woolly mammoth. But what I didn't realize is that they're going to make 100 woolly mammoths.
100?
Yeah, they're going to have 100, and they're going to store them in the Siberian zoo.
Oh, that's cool. That's weird.
Yeah, so
100 in one zoo?
Well, my whole thing is we've never brought back a woolly mammoth that we know of, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me that they're going to bring back 100 in 1 year?
Dude, that's not right.
We should start with one or two, you know, just to see how
start small.
Yeah, see how it goes. We don't need to create a whole army of woolly mammoths.
No, we don't.
So apparently in 2024, we're going to have 100 woolly mammoths that are going to be, you know, they're extinct, right? Just so everyone knows that woolly mammoths are extinct.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so shocking that they're going to bring it back. But it's just crazy that they're going to have the ability to make 100 woolly mammoths come back.
That just doesn't seem right. It just doesn't, it doesn't feel right.
Well, I think what's scary is that if they bring back woolly mammoths, right, they're probably going to continue down this rabbit hole of bringing back extinct animals.
Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Jurassic World.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing, right? They're going to have a zoo with extinct animals that are coming back, which is exactly what Jurassic Park is.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I guarantee you in the next 50 years, we will have a zoo with at least one prehistoric dinosaur, you know, maybe not T-Rex, but there's going to be some kind of dinosaur that will be back.
You know what? Maybe we could bring back dinosaurs. Just bring back the ones that eat plants.
Oh, that's valid.
Right? You don't need to bring back the ones that eat meat.
Yeah.
Is it carnivore? You don't need to bring back those.
Yeah.
I don't know what the plant one's called, but you bring back those. Those are cool.
Omnivore?
Omnivore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring back the ones that eat the plants.
Yeah.
Not people.
I think you should bring, if they're going to do it, they should bring back omnivores that are small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they bring back a pterodactyl?
That's where you're going to go. That's crazy.
That's scary.
That is ridiculous. We don't need pterodactyls.
That'd be kind of cool, though.
Yeah. And then when it gets out, good luck.
Well, if we only make one, it's not like it could, like, reproduce.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We don't know. We don't know what it could reproduce with.
Yeah. I guess.
Who knows?
I guess it could go mate with something else.
Who knows what even is the species? Because it's not a pterodactyl. It's going to be a hybrid.
Oh, that's true.
So moving on. This is crazy. There was a 50-year-old man who just went to jail for faking 20 heart attacks at different restaurants.
Huh?
And what he does is, let me just, hear me out here. This is crazy. So what this guy does is, this 50-year-old man, he'll go to a restaurant, and his routine is he orders dinner.
Okay.
Right? Or lunch.
Yeah.
He orders the most expensive whiskey they have, and he drinks like 3 glasses of it.
Okay.
And, you know, like a couple minutes before the bill comes out, he fakes a heart attack, and there's, you know, pictures of him on the ground, like, you know, having a heart attack. And what the guy does is, you know, I don't know if that was a seizure or a heart attack, but sorry for everyone that's listening, I did my version of a heart attack. The guy got caught, you know, for faking these heart attacks. There's footage of him and pictures of him on the ground, you know, after he's, you know, doing his act.
Yeah.
And he did this 20 times, and as of right now, he was sentenced to 42 days in prison. 42 days, right?
Yeah, right.
But what this man doesn't realize is that he's uniting the industry of restaurants, because all 20 restaurants are now banding together to try to press multiple charges to have him punished for 2 years, to be 2 years in jail.
What?
Yeah. So it's funny how this one man, all his mistakes, have united restaurants across the country to put him in jail.
So it's obviously those 20 restaurants that he did it at.
Yeah.
And they're all trying to get him to have a 2 year sentence instead of a 40 day sentence.
Right. But what's so interesting to me is that those are the 20 restaurants that we know of.
Oh.
Right? Like, who knows how many he's done it to?
Right. Some might have not come forward.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what's crazy, even crazier? That is probably 20 restaurants where the paramedics were called, right?
Yeah.
And that's why it's on record. But who knows if he ever did it without, like, paramedics coming.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Where, like, he kind of just says, oh, I'm okay. I just got to go home, right? And they just kind of, like, they don't want the drama, right? So the restaurant's like, oh, yeah, just leave. It's all good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, but it makes sense why he probably needs the paramedics to come, because they escort him out of the restaurant.
Right.
And the hospital's not going to be like, what's the guy's name? We need to bill him, you know?
Yeah, so... I wonder what happens when he gets to the hospital. Like it's like, sir, you didn't have a heart attack. I don't know what's wrong with you.
They probably just say, oh, he must have had like a manic or panic attack or anxiety attack, right?
Oh.
And they probably say, like, are you under stress? And he's like, oh, yeah, I think I've been stressed lately. They're like, okay, you know, just take it easy. Your pulse is, you know, normal now.
Dude, what the heck?
It is weird, though. What I don't understand is when the paramedics come, they do an EKG to check his pulse and heart rate.
Uh-huh.
And they're probably like looking at him and he's like, fine.
You know what
I
mean? Yeah.
His heart is working fine. So I don't know how he gets past that part of like, oh, you know, I need to be transported. So maybe he just says, oh, I have like continuous heart pain, chest pain.
Right.
So they're like, oh, we better just transport you.
Oh my gosh. What the heck?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Weird.
It is weird.
You got to give it to the guy. He did last a pretty long time. If you did it at 20 different restaurants.
Yeah. I mean, I respect the hustle, but that is no.
You got to be a pretty good actor to get away with it 20 times.
I really want to see it in action. To be honest with you, I don't know how he's able to fake it so good. Now we're going to move on to verses. So for everyone who doesn't know what verses is, it's basically where we have two people or two items, and we're going to compare the two, and we're going to see which one Daniel thinks is better.
Yeah.
So today's verses is going to be actors and actresses, and
We're
going to compare them. I'm going to put one versus another, and you have to tell me, based on their work, based on how much they mean to you, which one's better?
Okay.
Okay, so starting off hot. We have George Clooney versus Ben Affleck.
Whoa.
Ooh, juicy. Whoa. Who's better?
Make it fast.
Wow. Give us your reason.
George Clooney.
And why?
Oceans.
Oceans? Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
Now, do you think George Clooney or Ben Affleck's a better Batman?
You know,
there is a right answer to this.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Kevin Hart versus The Rock.
Whoa. Oh, that's like the dynamic duo, though.
Yeah, you know, you're going to split them up today. You're going to break them apart.
If we're going off of acting, The Rock.
Really? I mean, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, that's your opinion.
I just feel like The Rock has been in more successful movies than Kevin Hart has.
I just feel The Rock.
Yeah.
I get it, right? I get what you're saying. He's been in more blockbusters. He's probably made more money than Kevin Hart.
Right.
But The Rock always plays the same character.
That is true.
I've never seen him stretch himself as an actor. Really.
Yeah. When you put it that way, Kevin Hart can do, like, he can kind of do both, right? He's played, like, the emotional roles. He also obviously does great comedy shows, right?
Kevin Hart's way more talented.
Yeah.
I'm saying it right here.
No, 100%. I could get behind that.
The Rock relies so much on physicality.
No, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Hart?
You know, you might have swayed me. I'll go Kevin Hart.
Okay. Angelina Jolie versus Scarlett Johansson.
Ooh. Oh, man. I think I have to go Scarlett Johansson. Because
why?
I'm just such a Marvel fan. I'm also a big fan of like Mr. and Mrs. Smith and like things like that.
To be fair though, I feel like you haven't seen too many movies with Angelina Jolie.
I haven't, but
I think on that point alone, you have to go Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, but I do really like Mr. and Mrs. Smith. That's a good movie.
That was a good movie. All right, next.
Or Wanted.
A Wanted. I think
Scarlett Johansson.
Robert Downey Jr. versus Christian Bale.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, they're obviously like both iconic.
Yeah. You know, to be honest with you, I do feel. Without Christian Bale, you know, he was kind of like the first, after Tobey Maguire and the X-Men, Christian Bale kind of came in as that Batman that really changed the movie industry.
Yeah, that kind of like solo character that's like
right.
The big dog.
And, you know, for his films with Heath Ledger to win an Academy Award, right, from a superhero film.
Right.
It's amazing what Christian Bale was able to do. But I do feel, hands down, Robert Downey Jr., it's hard to find an actor that you can compare him against just because he has such an impact on our life. As you can see, he's on our desk right here. Okay, moving on. Here we have Tom Hanks versus Will Smith.
Ooh.
Dude,
Tom Hanks versus Will Smith.
Wow.
I feel like I've seen more Will Smith movies than I have Tom Hanks movies.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. So I think I'll go with Will Smith.
I think Will Smith is very talented.
Yeah.
I think Tom Hanks is really talented, but I think Will Smith has way more charisma than Tom Hanks.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, Pursuit of Happiness.
And you want to know something, a fun fact about Will Smith?
What?
He is the first rapper to win a Grammy.
Whoa.
Yeah. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah. So apparently, if I remember correctly, Will Smith was the first rapper in the genre of rap to win a Grammy.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a pretty, he had a really successful rapping career to a certain degree.
What the heck?
Moving on. Here we have Leonardo DiCaprio versus Brad Pitt.
Whoa. Leonardo DiCaprio versus Brad Pitt. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Why?
I don't know. I like Leonardo DiCaprio more than I do like Brad Pitt.
Well, give us a little more. I know you like him, but
yeah, I don't know. I feel like he's got more swag. He's got he's Leo.
I do think Brad Pitt is underrated.
He's underrated.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio. I shouldn't. No, never mind.
He's not overrated. He's just very. He's very well praised.
Yeah, I think Leonardo DiCaprio is great. I think he. Yeah, we'll move on. Denzel Washington versus Russell Crowe.
Denzel. Oh,
this is not a hard one.
Denzel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comment if you guys disagree, but I think Denzel wins that pretty easy. Maya Rudolph versus Kristen Wiig.
Maya Rudolph versus Kristen Wiig.
Both starred on SNL.
Kristen Wiig. I don't know. I really don't know.
I'd go Maya Rudolph. But okay. It's not my thing. Keira Knightley versus Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman.
Really?
Yeah.
You like so easy like that?
Yeah. Maybe because I kind of have a crush on her.
What about Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, but like Star Wars.
All right. Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Final answer. Ryan Gosling versus Simu Liu.
Ryan Gosling.
Why?
He's cooler. I've obviously seen more Ryan Gosling movies because I feel like he's been in more movies than Simu.
Yeah.
I feel like Ryan Gosling has like, he's got like the cool vibe to him, but he's also really funny.
Yeah, I agree.
He has a different kind of humor.
He's very like sarcastic.
Yeah. Right. But and he has like good like body language like to make him funny.
Yeah. He kind of reminds me of Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, I can see that.
Kind of like the attitude.
Yeah. Like the kind of like just brushes things off the shoulder. Like.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves versus Matthew McConaughey.
Oh. Matthew McConaughey.
Wow.
I don't know. Okay, I've seen equally the amount of movies, I feel like, Matthew McConaughey and Keanu Reeves.
I feel like you're not really giving as much reasons.
I'm not giving. Yeah, but you know what?
Next week,
Keanu Reeves. I really liked Matrix.
Okay.
That was like one of the first big action movies I saw when I was younger.
Yeah.
To be fair,
you'll name more Keanu Reeves movies than Matthew McConaughey movies.
No, yeah. The only one I can think of is like Interstellar.
Yeah. I think he did good in Lincoln Lawyer, but it's not my opinion. Here we go.
I went with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. I think Keanu Reeves is better.
Okay, okay.
Tom Cruise versus Matt Damon.
Tom Cruise.
Emily Blunt versus Reese Witherspoon.
Emily Blunt.
You want to give the audience a little something? Why?
Well, you didn't make me do that for Tom Cruise.
Well, Tom Cruise versus Matt Damon, I think is pretty, I don't know. I mean, I think Tom Cruise is a better actor in terms of he commits to his
roles.
So
you would rather go Reese Witherspoon?
No, I just want to know your reason.
Oh.
I think people want to know your reason.
I think because she's very talented and she did very well in The Quiet Place. For it being such a movie where it's like, you're not really saying anything.
Yeah. She definitely had to act without saying much.
Yeah, I feel like those movies are like, it was a very cool concept and it did very well for it being such a quiet movie.
To be fair, I feel like Emily Blunt is an underrated actress.
Yeah.
She hasn't got that role yet that really
I think she's on the rise though. She's getting there.
Yeah. I think she's going to have a run where she's just going to get like a bunch of awards. I don't think she has an Academy Award yet. I could be wrong though. Sarah Hyland versus Mila Kunis.
Sarah Hyland.
Jessica Chastain versus Bryce Dallas Howard.
Bryce Dallas Howard, because I've seen more Bryce Dallas Howard movies and I like her movies.
Okay, I'll give some.
Sure, go ahead.
I think Bryce Dallas Howard is more talented, especially the fact that Bryce Dallas Howard's dad is Ron Howard, and Ron Howard was a kid actor that became a very successful director. He directed. It's not fair to judge him based on this, but he directed Solo, which is Han Solo, you know, one-off movie.
Right.
And then Bryce Dallas Howard is in Jurassic World, right? And she does a great job. But she's also a director herself.
Right.
She's responsible for a lot of successful episodes for The Mandalorian. And I think she came back to do the Book of Boba Fett, too.
Yeah.
Penelope Cruz versus Salma Hayek.
Oh, Salma Hayek, right? I think she's had a way more successful career.
I think they both have had a successful career. But I think there's no wrong answer here.
I think Selma Hayek is more well-known.
But for you, you would say that?
Selma Hayek, yeah.
James McAvoy versus Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor. Even though James McAvoy has done great roles.
Yeah.
I think Ewan McGregor just means more to me because of Star Wars.
Yeah. I do think James McAvoy is a great actor, especially he wasn't Split, right? He did like the multiple personality thing, which I think is really hard to do.
That was crazy. That was like freaky to see.
All right, here we have the last one. Now, this one is going to be, I feel like it's going to be I shouldn't say that. It's not going to be hard for you because I know what you're going to pick.
Oh.
Chris Pine versus Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Okay, let's do this again. Chris Pine versus Chris Pratt versus Chris Evans versus Chris Hemsworth.
Whoa. Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. I think that's totally valid.
Yeah.
I think that's totally valid. I think Chris Evans did such a great job with Captain America.
When you really think about it, the way they casted Marvel, like Robert Downey Jr., right? You can't see anybody else playing Iron Man.
Right.
In my opinion, you really can't see that many other people playing Captain America the way Chris Evans did.
Yeah, I agree. I do feel Star-Lord is a great Chris Pratt is a great Star-Lord.
Right.
I do feel like Thor is a great Chris Hemsworth.
Exactly.
It's tough.
Is Chris Pine a superhero?
No. Yeah, he's more of like a sidekick to Wonder Woman. Well, that was Versus. Comment what you guys think. Let us know if you agree with Daniel's picks or if you don't. I'm really curious to see like who's people's favorite actors because I feel like that is such an interesting topic because like we all have different opinions.
Okay, so moving on. Halloween is coming up.
It is.
A week or two. A week and a half.
It came so fast.
Yeah.
But you know, I thought we had some plans to dress up, but it looks like we're not going to be dressing up.
I think I'm going to go like bed sheet, cut some holes in it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It won't be, you know, the most famous ghost. It'll just be ghost.
Ghost. Yeah.
And no one will be that sheriff. They're going to be sheriff.
Yeah.
Without a snake in its boot.
Yeah, it's going to be very generic this year.
It is.
But that's okay.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
But it's scary story time.
Okay.
So this is why you should never let kids trick-or-treat at your house.
Why not?
So there was this family of three, and they just moved into a new town. And this was just a normal, peaceful town. But as they were settling in, they remembered it's October and Halloween is coming up. And every year they have a tradition of decorating the house and handing out candy to kids every year. So since this was their new house, they decided to go all out. So day by day, they started decorating the house. They had like giant spiders, giant mummies. They had literally everything. And as the days came closer to Halloween, John, the father, and his wife, Sarah, both went outside to look at the town and they noticed that all the houses in the town were decorated. But then one of their neighbors came up to John and like told him, hey, good luck this year. And John was really confused. Like, it's just Halloween. We're just handing out candy, but it must mean that the town gets really busy. So he just kind of brushed it off and let it go.
Good luck is such a weird thing to say, like to someone just about Halloween.
Right. So then comes Halloween day and everybody's finishing up their decorations. Everybody's getting ready to hand out candy. But then the same neighbor comes up to John again and he tells him, hey, remember what I told you yesterday? And now John's kind of freaking out because he has no idea what's going on. And he literally just moved his family into this town. So then all the kids start just flooding the streets and all these trick-or-treaters are just everywhere. And every now and then, John and his family would hear like a crazy scream like down the street and they just thought it was like kids getting scared. But then kids started coming to their house and like the first group of kids like had crazy costumes. Like one was a doctor, one was a ghost, and one was a clown. But they all had blood on them. So John opened the door and they said trick-or-treat and he gave him the candy and left. But this whole time, John is wondering why the old man told him good luck. But then comes the second group of kids and one was dressed as a fairy and one was dressed as a hockey player. So they knock on the door and John opens the door and all of a sudden the kids just bolt in the house and John's super confused and the kids decided to close the door and then all of a sudden the kids just start stabbing John and then they just left.
Wait, what? These kids just killed him?
Yeah, but what's even crazier, after that night in the morning, police reports came out saying six people were found dead in their homes. And the one thing that all these houses had in common was that there was a chalk mark in their driveway. Like there was a small X in every single one of their driveways drawn in chalk. And since John's house came with security cameras, they were able to find out who came to the house and who possibly drew the X on the driveway. And on the security camera, you could literally see the old neighbor that was telling him good luck drew an X on his driveway. So the neighbor was literally going around and marking homes on which ones to target and which ones were going to die. And when they questioned the neighbor like what his motive was, all he literally said was, I don't like people to enjoy Halloween. So he was basically targeting the houses that basically decorated the best.
That is so freaky that this guy like had such a hate for Halloween that he was like going around and trying to ruin people's lives that were like enjoying it.
And what's even crazier, so my friend told me about this like one story where, you know, like back then there was clown attacks, right? People were dressing up as clowns.
Oh my gosh, that was such a scary time.
Right. So what other people were doing, I guess around him,
yeah,
is people would trick or treat. And once they would go to the door, the people would open the door for them and they would throw a smoke bomb in the house.
Oh my gosh.
So they would throw a smoke bomb and it would kind of like disorient the person.
Yeah.
And they would run in the house and steal stuff and then run out.
Wait, so the trick-or-treaters,
yeah,
would throw in a smoke bomb.
Right. So the homeowner would, yeah, open the door for the trick-or-treaters.
Right.
The trick-or-treaters would have like a smoke bomb like in their bag and they'd throw it in the house and it'd go like it fills the house with smoke.
Right.
And then they run in and they steal stuff from the house and they leave.
Oh my gosh. That, yeah, is crazy.
Right.
That's, I mean, it reminds me of like a Call of Duty like breaching a house. That's,
yeah,
that's essentially what they're doing.
Right.
They're so breaching a house and stealing stuff.
Exactly. They would like it would disorient the person.
Yeah.
Right. Whether they like push the person over or whatever, but the person literally can't see.
Yeah.
So they just go in there and steal whatever and they run.
Because what's crazy about smoke bombs is it really fills up enclosed space really fast.
Right.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Scary. Nobody get any ideas.
No.
No crazy people out there get any ideas. No. This is horrible.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Go to jail.
But speaking of trick-or-treating, do you know the dark origins of trick-or-treating?
No.
So it all goes back to medieval times, and on the day of October 31st, it was believed that the souls of the dead would roam the earth, and the only way to save them was through prayer. So kids would go door-to-door and ask people for money and for treats, and in return, they offered to pray for their lost loved ones' souls in order to save them. But as time went on, kids started offering songs or jokes in order to receive the treats, and the treats that they would give out were actually called soul cakes, and these cakes were meant to symbolize a soul being saved from purgatory.
That's crazy how it started.
Yeah, and also as time went on, the soul cakes actually eventually turned into candy. And people also say this is where we get trick or treat from, because you knock on a door, you do a trick, and you receive a treat.
It was like a form of payment, like, eventually, right? Like, you do something cool, like, oh, I was entertaining, here you get a token of gratitude.
It's exactly like that.
Gosh, none of these kids that come to our house, like, trick or treat, they don't do any tricks or anything. I'm not gonna give out candy anymore. Screw it.
Yeah, so moving on. Have you heard of the haunted tree in New Jersey?
They have a haunted tree?
Yeah, so this is considered the number one most haunted place in New Jersey, and apparently it's a cursed tree. And what happened at this tree was apparently there was a farmer that actually killed his entire family, and then he decided to take himself out on the tree. And there have been a bunch of people that have like tried to cut this tree down and mess with the tree, but all of them have failed because it's cursed.
What?
So there was a guy who visited the tree, and he decided to pee on the tree as a joke, but on his drive home from the tree, he actually got into a car accident. And then there was another guy that came, and he tried to chop the tree down. So he got an axe and he started whacking the tree. But right when he started whacking the tree, his nose just started gushing blood. So then he started freaking out and he just left. But then the town actually had to put like a fence around the tree to protect the tree and to protect people from trying to mess with the tree, because there's so many stories of people getting hurt from the tree.
I would never mess with that tree. You know, you don't got to tell me twice, you know? But it's crazy how many people try to mess with it and they ruin their lives by it.
They literally, you can see there's like cut marks in it because people are trying to mess with it.
So what does that mean? Just curse.
It's just curse.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Run away. Walk the other way.
It's so crazy though too. When you look at it, it's just this big tree in the middle of nowhere. Like, it's like the only tree.
God, that's scary.
It's weird.
That is truly a cursed tree.
Okay, so moving on. You have to watch this clip. There was a short Teen Titans episode about them trying to find the Illuminati.
Wait, what?
So you can literally see, right? There's like a seal they find on the ground, and it's the Illuminati seal.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, then they start going underground, and then Raven literally says, like, this is the Illuminati's plan for world domination. And you see all these different things. But if you pause it and you rewind, you literally see the government shaking hands with aliens. You see the government filming the moon landing. And you also see the JFK assassination.
That is insane. I can't believe they put this in a show.
This was in a kid's show. Like, I know it's a joke, but, like, dude, that's weird.
Well, you know they say, like, sometimes they put the truth in plain sight. But
right.
We're going to get killed. I don't want to get...
Why do kids need to know this?
No, I don't know. Why are you showing me this, dude? What the heck are you doing?
That's weird, right? That's crazy. It's crazy to show kids that.
Oh my gosh, dude. I keep rewinding it, going back and forth, and it's just too... What's the point? Why do they even do this?
If you look, even there's like more in the background. There's like Bigfoot.
Uh-huh.
There's like people bowing down to Wall Street money, and there's people bowing down to like serpents. Like, you know, like the whole reptile... conspiracy theory. It's weird.
That is really weird.
Yeah,
it gives me chills.
Right, and Raven literally says this is the Illuminati's like plan for world domination.
Oh my gosh,
dude, why is that in a kid's show?
I don't know, but why is it in a show in general?
Right, that's just weird.
Oh my gosh,
dude. I don't know. When I saw that, I was like,
I don't mess with the Illuminati. I don't mess with that stuff. Yeah. Screw it.
We
are perfectly healthy. We are perfectly mentally sane. If something happens to us, you know that it wasn't us.
It wasn't us.
Something else happened.
Okay. On record.
We are fine.
Crazy.
Okay. So moving on, I want to talk about something that really exposes the tech industry. And this was really crazy news to me. And I can't believe this is actually out there.
Okay.
Do you know the dark theory about Samsung phones? You know how they always pride themselves on having a better phone than iPhone? They say that their cameras are the best. They say that you can literally point your camera at the moon, and the quality is better than a telescope.
Yeah, they do really advertise like being able to zoom into the moon.
Yeah, so I watched this video by Shane Dawson and watched this clip. So you see how the guy is able to zoom into the moon. And it looks pretty good, right? Like, it looks really good.
That looks really good.
Yeah, so Samsung actually just came out saying how they actually fake moon pictures on Samsung phones. And they used AI to do this. But a guy made a video showing how Samsung's able to do this. So, like, watch this clip. It's insane how he does this.
He found a picture of a regular white circle and placed it on the other side of their house. They then zoomed in as much as they could to trick the phone into thinking it was a picture of the moon. The phone camera then replaced that white circle with a picture of the moon.
Dude, what? It was just a white circle and then it turns into the moon?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Any white circle will turn into the moon.
Dude, that's a scam.
Who knows what other technologies out there that's like deceiving us with AI? I have no idea.
That's a pretty bad, like, that's a bad look.
It is. It's unbelievable that we could be deceived that way. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They're literally lying to the customers. When you think about it, right? They're saying like you can get this good of a picture of the moon when literally it's just changing everything into the moon.
Yeah, technically, right? Any circle basically turns into the moon.
Yeah. What?
Do you know why seats on buses have like weird color patterns and weird color seats? The reason why is absolutely disgusting.
Oh boy.
So when you go into a bus and you look at the seats, they always have very vibrant colors. Some have really interesting patterns and really weird obscure patterns. But the reason why they do this is to be able to hide all the dirt and bacteria that's on each seat. I have a video that proves how much dirt is on each seat and it's insane.
I do not want to know what's on those seats.
Okay, so watch this video. This is just a normal bus seat in like a bus.
What?
Yeah, you see what's happening?
They're just hitting it and all that's coming out?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
But you see how it looks totally fine at first?
No, yeah, it looks like you can't even see that.
Now it's just a mound of dirt.
Yeah, what?
It looks totally fine at first, right? It looks like perfectly clean seat.
So that's why they have like those patterns on it? So it hides all that?
So apparently the colors and the patterns they use hides the dirt within the seat.
Oh, that's bad.
I know.
That's so bad.
It's horrible.
They weren't even hitting it hard. They were just kind of like tapping it.
I know, they're barely tapping.
And all that, oh, it was all flying up.
Yeah. But you know, when you think about it, when do you ever hit the seat like with your hand to see like what's on it?
Right.
You just sit down.
I know, but you're hitting it with your butt pretty much. So all that, when you hit it with your butt,
yeah,
it's all coming right up a little bit.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't. You just like breathe it in.
But welcome back to Dumb Ways to Die.
All right. Let's
talk
hear
about
it.
The craziest and stupidest ways people have died. So this first one, we're starting off with a little bit of a disgusting one. Like this is it made me kind of cringe when I. Okay. So this guy one day like tried to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And he tried to go number one.
Number one.
Number one. Pee. He tried to pee.
Got it.
Okay.
I understood.
And he couldn't. He found out he couldn't.
He couldn't pee.
Right.
He so, felt the urge to, but he just couldn't.
He couldn't. So what he found was that he had a blockage his urethra.
Okay.
Right. So he didn't really think of any way to help fix this besides sticking something up the urethra.
What the heck?
Yeah. So heck? He decided to stick, I don't know where this came from.
Don't say toothpick.
He stuck a whale bone.
Oh my God.
He stuck a piece of a whale bone.
Dude,
in the
I
urethra.
I just feel like someone punched me in the stomach. That's like hurt. You're thinking
yeah.
About
so
it.
Obviously he ruptured something.
Dude, I don't know why. That made me sick. Oh.
So, yeah, he ruptured something and he died because he tried to stick a whale bone in his urethra.
Dude, that is horrible. Can't even speak now. Dude, my eyes are tearing up.
Okay. Okay, so this next one. This one's not
okay.
As disgusting. That was, like, the extreme.
Yeah.
But there was a snowy day, right? And it was kind of – everybody was snowed in.
Okay.
But the road was ice. Like, you know, like you've seen those videos where this cars like crash into each other because it's so
right.
Icy. So these guys were snowed in. They were kind of bored. They didn't really have anything to do.
Yeah.
So what they decided to do was take out a metal trash can and sit in it and try to slide down the road. So they would sit in the trash can and slide down the icy road.
Yeah.
Now they're sliding down an icy road. What's on the road?
Cars.
So they slid down and they couldn't stop when they came to an intersection and smack. They got hit and then the trash can got hit so hard that it launched him into a building and the impact of him hitting the building that he died.
Oh my gosh.
So don't go sliding down with trash cans.
Don't do it.
Okay, so the last one, this guy had a tree in his front yard and they just got through like a big storm. So like the tree actually got struck by lightning.
Okay.
So part of it was dead. And you know, like, those industrial log cutters? Like
yeah.
They, like, go in and it just grinds it. It spits out just chips.
Right.
So he didn't want to get a professional to come cut off the dead part of the tree. He just wanted to get the machine, and he'll do it himself. So he put the machine under where the dead part of the tree was, and he climbed up in the tree, and he was chainsawing the branches and just letting them drop into the machine.
Uh-huh.
So he was sitting on this branch, and he decided to cut the part that was attached to the tree and he's on the branch.
Nice.
So he cut the part of that was attached to the tree and he went down with the branch.
Oh gosh.
And the machine spit him out.
Well, that's great. Dumb Ways to Die.
Thank you for watching Dumb Ways to Die.
All right, guys, if you made it this far on the podcast, thank you so much for watching and listening. If you're new to the channel, please smash the subscribe button, hit the like button. If this video gets 2,000 likes, we're going to be giving away a hot toy to one of you guys. That hot toy is one of these collectibles. Really cool.
Yeah.
And we'll comment what you guys want us to talk about next week. As you guys saw throughout this video, we took your suggestions from last week, and we talked about it this week. So we'll see you guys tomorrow on TikTok, and we'll see you guys next Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.
We'll see you on the TikTok.
God bless you guys. See ya.
Love ya. Whoa.
I messed up. Love ya.
Wait, that's my part.
Oh, sorry. See ya.
Love ya.
Love you.